Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, folks. We are right here at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard between Causeway and Trader Joe's. And the enrollment period starts today, October 15th, and it goes through December 7th. So if you're near 65, you've made your birthday is coming up, or you've made 65, this is the place that you want to be, because you want to find out, you know, what works best for you. I did it. They helped me out. I had a lot of questions, and I probably knew a little bit more about insurance than most, but with my old age, I was confused. And they set me straight here. That's what I loved about it. I mean, they got right down to it, direct, to the point. Gain a better understanding of the options available to you. And we are joined by Nick Carl, Vice President of Growth for People's Health. Nick, welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Noel.
And happy, thank you so much for hosting us today. This is always a great event, and your folks always have a smile on their face. I love walking in the morning, and I get to see them lined up there, and they just been helping folks. We've had a healthy stream of folks coming in today, which is great.
That's what I love to see. I walked in and saw a room full of people learning about our plans, and that's what this is all about.
So if you would, tell us about People's Health before we get into the details of Medicare.
Yeah, so People's Health, all we do is Medicare Advantage. We're a Medicare Advantage plan right here in Louisiana. We serve over 150,000 plan members now. We've had some pretty significant growth over the last couple of years, and something we're really, really proud of. And really, our primary focus is to help people with Medicare enjoy the best healthy life they can. Really, that's our focus, and that's what we do, and we do it really well.
Y'all been around a long time, since 1994 already.
That's correct. We started in 1994, and it's been a good ride.
So you guys decided to open this this People's Health Medicare Center, and I drive by here a lot. And to me, it looks like it's been a huge success, and easy in, easy out, adequate parking. People can come in. They don't even need an appointment. Got to get something answered, get it done.
Yeah, we opened this 4 years ago now, and it's been a huge success. And like you said, it's very easy. It's welcoming, and it's not – this is for our plan members. This is for anybody just trying to learn about Medicare that has a question, that might need help. We do a lot of community events here. So it's really just a community resource designed for people on Medicare. So they can come in, have a cup of coffee, come in and just visit. We'll talk with them all day. We're here to help them.
What I love about, and y'all have been great corporate partners here in Jefferson Parish and throughout the region, what I love is the classes, the informational classes that y'all, or educational classes that you provide about certain illnesses, challenges that folks have medically, and then y'all make it fun with craft classes and all kinds of different things that I have the benefit and the opportunity to talk about on the show and in live reads, and really enjoy seeing what y'all have coming up, because most of it is really important and it's relevant.
Exactly right. And we were renting hotel spaces and doing that for years, and it this is just a much better place to have a centralized location where people can come in. Like you said, they can learn, they can do arts and crafts, they can learn about the different health topics that we're talking about that day, and they come in and just again, a welcoming place for them to come in and have fun and learn.
And get their questions answered. So let's jump right into it. What is Medicare?
So Medicare is the federal health insurance program for people 65 and older or that have qualifying disabilities. And if you're, you know, qualified for Social Security disability benefit for 24 months, you're eligible for Medicare. If you have end-stage renal disease or kidney, you know, kidney disease, some folks are eligible for Medicare through that. So it's individual health insurance. It's not like your traditional, you know, group health plan where your family's on it. This is only for individuals 65 and older or through the disability.
So is it the same for everyone or no?
So there's several different ways you can receive Medicare. So the traditional way is original Medicare or parts A and B of the Medicare kind of alphabet, or you can receive it through a Medicare Advantage plan, which is the part C. And then the last part of that is part D, which is your prescription drug coverage. So based on where you live, you're eligible for all the different parts of it. So people receive it in many different ways, but it's the same system, the Medicare system.
So primary difference between original Medicare and if you're talking about a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan.
So original Medicare, it's administered by the federal government, and there's deductibles and coinsurance and things within it that you pay, you know. For Medicare Advantage plan, it's through a private health insurer that then takes on your Medicare for you and offers you all the benefits you have on original Medicare, plus some additional benefits. And some examples of that are, you know, vision and dental and healthy food. There's a number of additional benefits that we offer on those plans as well.
So if you choose Medicare Advantage, are you still in Medicare?
100% you are. And that's kind of a common misperception, is that you giving up Medicare when you do. You still have the right to change. The difference is, for that calendar year when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you're now in that plan and have to follow the plan's rules, and depending on what plan you're in.
So my understanding is, when you do the Medicare Advantage and you make that choice, there are a lot of other benefits that come with that, separate and apart from what you would get in original Medicare, right?
That's correct.
And what's the driving force behind that?
So the driving force really is, it, you don't get dental, you don't get vision, you don't get things that people really, as they age, they need. And we're able to offer them that benefit, those benefits on our plans, really many times at no additional cost to them, and able to take care of their health for them.
They also have, in my coffee group, we talk about this a lot. Everyone's got a membership to a health club.
That's like, correct.
You know, and they're spinning and they're weightlifting and they're doing this and they're doing, you know, jazzercise or whatever it may be. And it's just funny to hear. And I say, oh, that's all under my Medicare Advantage plan.
That's correct. So, you know, you get the benefit of joining a fitness center through our People's Health benefits. We've got many of them in the local area, and it's a great benefit. We want people to be healthy, and we want people to be happy. And what better way to promote that and do that by giving them the ability to go in and work out, even go in and just socialize with their friends. And like you said, have a cup of coffee in the morning. If you go into any local fitness center at 6 a.m., you see a lot of seniors sitting around drinking their coffee after getting off the treadmill. And it's great socially as well as physically.
And so you get all these benefits. Is it necessarily more expensive than original Medicare?
No, actually, it's not. Many of our plans are zero premium, so it doesn't cost the member anything addition to what they're paying on their Part B premium, which they have to pay to be enrolled in Medicare. And a lot of times, it actually brings down their cost. And one of the common things with Medicare Advantage plans is that there's a maximum out of pocket, so there's kind of a roof as to what you can pay in a calendar year, where on original Medicare they don't have that. So it's an unlimited amount of money that you could pay based on your health condition.
So it's another consideration financially if you decide one way or the other, because there is that ceiling.
That's correct. And that's, I think that's key for seniors today, especially as they're budgeting, and they can actually do that and know that if something catastrophic happens to them, there's a maximum that they're going to pay, and after that we covered at 100% of their cost.
It's interesting that you talked about dental and vision. As you get older, those are services that you typically need more so than when you're younger. And, you know, in my conversations with folks that have gone to a Medicare Advantage, for many, it's the first time they've ever had those two coverages.
And that's true. And I've got a few friends that are dentists that call me every year and say, hey, y'all are keeping that dental benefit, right? Because they're excited because of the things you just said, right?
Yeah.
That members don't have dental, you know, especially as they get later in their years. And then all of a sudden they turn 65 and they have these really rich dental benefits that they can go in and use. And that's what it's designed for. It's designed to keep people healthy. And health isn't just at the doctor. It's across their entire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Life.
So dental vision not offered by original Medicare.
That's correct.
So that is a plus as well. So let's talk about getting on down to a more granular level about cost.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you start thinking about, you know, co-pays versus co-insurance, that's something that people get confused around. On many of our Medicare Advantage plans, there's a co-pay, meaning for, you know, our plan right here in New Orleans is a $30 specialist co-pay. So you go to the doctor and you pay $30 to your specialist and you don't have any additional cost after that. On original Medicare, there's a deductible and then there's basically an 80-20 co-insurance, meaning right. that you have to pay 20% of the cost of that service. And doctors can have different costs and charge you different amounts, and you don't know what 20% of that is.
Right. So to a certain ceiling, right, that they have, or a certain out-of-pocket.
On the Medicare Advantage
plan,
yes, but on original Medicare, no.
There's no cap
on that.
Oh, so that's huge.
The 20% cost.
I didn't realize that.
And that's one of the advantages of the Medicare Advantage plans is that there is no cap. I mean, there is a cap, so you can control those costs.
That is a little scary.
It
under original Medicare.
Yeah, so that's why people buy Medicare supplement plans and things that can help pay secondary to Medicare and cover, you know, and just kind of control that cost.
Obviously, these are examples of all of the different nuances, right, that you can get to the bottom of by visiting here at the People's Health Medicare Center.
We're here for it. We're here to offer that service. We have licensed agents that are here. We have plan customer service representatives that are here that can answer questions and just be a resource. And the key, and you mentioned it in the opening, is that Medicare can be confusing, and it's not something you need to know about until you turn 65. And at that point, people come in with big eyes saying, I don't know what this is, right? I don't know how this works. So we're here just to assist with that.
So original Medicare, Medicare Advantage, when comparing, if you are not, if something happens to you and you're not in the area, how do the differences work there?
Yeah, so original Medicare, you can see any doctor that accepts Medicare across the United States, where Medicare Advantage plans have specific networks of doctors that are, whether it's a preferred provider organization or a PPO where it's a, you know, an in-network coverage and then does supply out-of-network coverage, or it's a health maintenance organization or an HMO, as many people know it as, where it's a specific network of doctors. Now, one of the other misconceptions is that if you're traveling, emergency and urgent care is covered anywhere in the United States as well. So you go to the nearest emergency room if you have an issue, and it's covered. Really, the network is designed for where you live and the doctors that are live around you.
So what would be like kind of the top issues if you're trying to make this decision on what's going to work best for you individually? What would it be?
I think the number one thing that people get concerned around is cost. Right. And again, the things that we talked about earlier, it's they're reviewing plan premiums and seeing if there's an additional premium for some of these plans. Many of them are zero premium deductibles and some of the cost sharing and things like that. People have to ask what fits best for my budget. And there are many different ways to offer and receive your Medicare. And we want you to do your homework to take a look at that. The next thing is the things we just talked about, the network, whether your doctor's in there, whether your dentist and your, optometrist, making sure that those folks are within your network. And then the coverage changes every year. So you have to take a look and make sure that the coverage is still fitting your needs. People's health change, their health changes every year. So they have to take a look and make sure that it's still meeting those needs. And then the extra benefits and the things like we talked about, the dental, the vision, the health club memberships, the healthy food, the transportation, those things are really important to some people and really give them the opportunity to receive health care. And we're trying to assist with that.
Let's talk about Part D coverage, because that's a big, big cost item for folks, right?
It is.
Prescription
drug at the pharmacy, and that's... Yeah. There's so many.
I'm there at least twice.
Yeah, and that's the separate. That's the fourth part of Medicare is that Part D coverage, and our plans include Part D. If you're not on a Medicare Advantage plan, you have to purchase a separate prescription drug plan or enroll in a separate prescription drug plan that offers you coverage. And again, those change, the formularies or the drugs that are covered within that change every year. So it's really important for somebody to take a look at what their coverage is now, but also take a look at what it's going to be going into 2026 and making sure that it still fits those needs.
And it's really important if you are retiring, you're coming off an employer-sponsored plan, right? And you're making that transition to Medicare, all the more reason to come here to the People's Health Medicare Center to figure out how that all works.
Yeah, because it could be different. And even if you're on a plan that is currently the sponsor of your group plan, you may assume that the network would be the same or the coverage would be similar, and that's not the case. So you really should do your homework and take a look at what your coverage is and just for anything else, just to double check. And make sure, because the last thing you want to do is make an assumption, and then come January, you realize that you made the wrong assumption, and you're in that plan for the next year.
So again, the beauty of the People's Health Medicare Center is a place to go physically, right? Check in every year, get free coffee, maybe some donuts, and a lot of happy faces here to help you out through that process. And they can give you the bing, bing, bing of what has changed and how that aligns with what your needs are.
That's exactly right. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help. So I would just encourage anyone that has a question or just to confirm something to come by and we'll help.
Coleman, we got another 2-3 minutes. So let's talk about plan types in Medicare Advantage, because there are different plans, right?
There are different plan types. And like I mentioned to you earlier, there's HMOs and PPOs and the network of it. But then there's also dual special needs plans that are designed for people with Medicare and Medicaid. There are chronic special needs plans designed for people with special chronic conditions that, for instance, diabetes. We have a chronic special needs plan for folks with diabetes that we cover insulin at a lower cost share. We offer, lower specialist copays, things for them to be able to go in and take care of that chronic condition and manage it properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's a little scary, right? I mean, it's kind of a new frontier when you're making that transition from what you've had for, you know, where you were employed and where you ultimately end up. And the folks that I've talked to and I've referred over here to visit you guys, they all leave here with and almost without exception, they said, I just feel more comfortable about the decision that I made.
Yeah, and sometimes the decision isn't to join People's Health.
No, absolutely.
And that's okay, too. Yeah. So I don't want to, you don't walk in here
that's
and
the
get
beauty
pressured.
Of it.
And that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to really give them honest, fair answers. And sometimes it's best for somebody to stay on their employer plan. Or sometimes their doctor isn't in our network and they love their doctor and they want to, and that's okay. But many times we do fit a need and we do fit what they need and we're able to offer the benefits. So I don't want people to think, oh, I've got to go into People's Health and they're going to push this on me.
That's, I mean, my experience is it was not that.
That's exactly right. And I just want to make sure folks out there listening.
Because I made the choice, stayed with the employer sponsored plan, you know, and they pointed out, nope, this is what you got to do. But this is the paperwork you got to fill out. You got to do this and you got to exercise this to protect yourself in later years.
That's exactly right. Because if you don't do that, then there's enrollment penalties and things that could drive up your costs later on that could really, really hurt you. So you're exactly right. And I think that that's the beauty of this, is that there are a lot of helpful people in this room that are here just to help. And that's what this is designed to do.
So the long and short of it is that Nick Carl saved me money in the future because of telling me this is the options you have to exercise at this point in time in your life.
Well, that and maybe not Nick Carl, but I would say
you
that,
and your team.
Our resources here have definitely helped you. And like you said, that's what there are so many rules and regulations around these programs that the average person just doesn't know and shouldn't know. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I know a lot of it, but I don't know all of it either. You know, right. I don't pretend to know it all. But
well, it's like the tax code. It changes every year.
It changes every year, and there are different rules and different things that change exactly every year. So our job is to stay up with that and know what's going on and advise people on what's best for them.
And they do a great job. I'm a testament to that for sure. Well, Nick, thank you so much for hosting us today. I always enjoy visiting here and have enjoyed the relationship with People's Health. It's been great. A lot of people, you know, you become a little bit of the voice, and they stop me on the street and they ask me about it. I said, you got to get on over there because it'll be time well spent. And everyone agrees.
Well,
time well spent.
We appreciate that. We appreciate you guys being here today.
Well, thank you, sir. Nick Carl, Vice President of Growth for People's Health. We will be right back, folks. We're going to visit with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies, right here at the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard between Trader Joe's and Causeway. Can't miss it. We got some banners out there and some other stuff. So come on by. Get some coffee and donuts and... We have food out here, and I was trying to find out all the list of it. And we've got some free tickets, too, to the World War II Museum and obviously to Oktoberfest 2025. So come on out, ask for that. We're happy to share it with you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.